soccer portal X Daily, Sam, City versus Arsenal on Sunday, and Tony Pulis is already talking about leg beaters. Brilliant.
Alex Pulis invoking leg beaters in 2025. Honestly, never change, Tony, never change.
But he's not wrong though, is he? Savinho, Doku, running at that Arsenal back four all afternoon.
Yeah, but Arsenal's back four has been genuinely solid for months. This feels like Pulis stirring the pot.
Stirring the pot or not, if Doku gets in behind White early doors, City have a real foothold in this game.
Hang on though, City have been patchy. This isn't the relentless machine of two seasons ago, is it?
No, fair point. But title pressure does something to Guardiola. He finds something, he always finds something.
Mate, Arsenal are top of the league. They don't need City to be broken. They just need to be Arsenal.
That is exactly it. And yet every time we say that, something goes sideways at the Emirates. History haunts them.
No, no, no. This squad is different. Arteta has built something genuinely resilient. I'm backing Arsenal on Sunday.
Bold, very bold. I think it's a draw, a proper, tense, tactical 1-1 that helps nobody and thrills everyone.
Coward's pick, that. Absolute coward's pick, and you know it.
Tactical realism, thank you very much. Right, we have to talk about Kevin Danso and what happened this week, because it's grim.
Grim doesn't cover it. Vile, dehumanizing abuse. Spurs have gone to the police and, quite frankly, good.
It's 2025 and we are still having this conversation. A footballer cannot play a game without this filth in his mentions.
And Danso has only just arrived at Spurs. This is his welcome to English football. It's shameful, it really is.
The platforms have to do more. We say it every single time and nothing meaningfully changes, does it?
Nothing changes because there are no real consequences. Ban accounts, verify users, make it hurt. It's not complicated.
Completely agree. And credit to Spurs for the speed of their response. That statement was strong and unequivocal.
It should be the baseline, not the exception. But yes, at least they acted fast. Danso deserves full support.
Absolutely. Right, let's go to Elland Road, because Leeds put three past Wolves and the place was absolutely rocking.
Mate, Leeds fans have been through the ringer this season. That result means everything in the context of survival.
3-0 at home, clean sheet, Elland Road bouncing. That is a performance with real belief behind it.
Yeah, but Wolves are in freefall, aren't they? So let's not get too carried away about the quality of the opposition.
Fair, but you still have to go out and do it. Leeds were clinical, organised, nanetized, and they looked like a team that wants to stay up.
The gaffer has got them fighting again, and in a relegation battle, that mentality is worth more than any tactical masterclass.
Wolves, though, that is a club in serious trouble. The fans must be absolutely despairing right now.
Three managers, no identity, no goals. It's a mess. Proper structural mess from top to bottom.
Now, and I cannot believe this is a real sentence, the first ever daylight offside goal has been scored in Canada.
I've watched the clip four times and I still don't fully understand what I'm looking at. Explain it to me.
So the experimental rule says if there's clear daylight between attacker and last defender, it's onside. No VAR hair's breadth nonsense.
Right, so it's basically, if you can see the gap with your naked eye, it counts. That's the whole thing.
That is literally the whole thing. And Alejandro Diaz of Pacific FC has just written himself into football history because of it.
Mate, imagine being the Halifax Wanderers defender in that moment. You're in the history books for all the wrong reasons.
Genuinely though, do we think this is the future? Because I am cautiously, nervously optimistic about it.
I love it in principle. Anything that kills the millimetre offside debate gets my vote immediately and without hesitation.
The purists will hate it, but the purists also defended VAR for 3 years, so perhaps their judgment is compromised.
Ha, yeah, fair point. Let it run, see what happens, and if it works in Canada, bring it here.
Arne Slot. Liverpool win the Merseyside derby late on, and he says it's a day for the fans. Lovely touch, that.
After the FA Cup and Champions League exits, Liverpool needed that. And Slot handled the moment with real class.
He's been so measured all season. Never too high, never too low. The players clearly trust him completely.
Yeah, but the bigger picture is, Liverpool's season is now about top four, isn't it? The cups are gone.
Which is fine. A derby win lifts the mood, steadies the ship, and reminds everyone what this club means to the city.
Slot said the right things, but he'll know privately that next season needs to be a proper title challenge.
Emery at Villa, 4-3 against Sunderland, and he says he needs a day off. Can you blame him?
4-3! They were cruising and then somehow nearly threw it away. That is peak Emery Villa, honestly.
Heart and passion, he said, which is a polite way of saying we lost our minds for about 15 minutes.
But they won, and in the FA Cup, grinding out results like that builds character. Emery knows what he's doing.
He absolutely does. Villa under Emery have this habit of making everything dramatic, but they keep coming out the other side.
The FA investigating a discriminatory remark to referee Sunny Singh Gill, another one this week, and it cannot be ignored.
Two discrimination stories in one show. And that tells you everything about where we still are as a sport, quite frankly.
Referees already have the hardest job in football. To face abuse like that on top of everything else is unacceptable.
The FA need to come down hard on this. Exemplary punishment, make an example, send the message loud and clear.
Agreed. Zero tolerance has to mean zero tolerance. Not a fine, not a suspended ban. Proper consequences every time.
And finally, Ossian Roberts, the Welshman who shaped Thierry Henry, Cesc Fabregas and Mikel Arteta as coaches. Remarkable story.
Genuinely fascinating. Three of the most influential coaches of their generation, all touched by this one Welsh coach educator.
And now he's at Como, helping them rise through Italian football. The man is quietly one of the most influential figures in the game.
The unsung heroes of football, the coaches behind the coaches. Roberts deserves every bit of recognition coming his way.
Wales women keeping their World Cup qualifying campaign alive too. Victory in Albania, but they know more is needed.
A first Women's World Cup for Wales would be enormous. The talent is there, the belief is growing. Back them.
Right, that is your lot from us. City versus Arsenal on Sunday. Stay loud, stay passionate. We'll see you Monday.
Come on, Arsenal, I said what I said.